Today, Afghan President Hamid Karzai appealed to NATO to send more troops fast to provide security for September elections. NATO did pledge to send another 1,500 troops to Afghanistan at its meeting in Turkey yesterday. That number would still leave the country far short of the minimum the Afghan government and the United Nations say is needed. In the past, NATO has failed to meet some of its troop commitments to Afghanistan, and both UN and Afghan officials are clearly worried now. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
Hamid Karzai told a meeting of NATO leaders in Istanbul that he welcomed their decision to send additional troops, but he warned that the troops are needed immediately to ensure stability for the elections.
This country is moving forward, but this country needs to be secured, and secured by the international community. Afghanistan does not have at this point the institutions to look after its own security.
The NATO mission in Afghanistan currently numbers about 6,500 military personnel. Last October, the UN gave NATO explicit authority to expand its security operation throughout Afghanistan. In response, NATO said it would send five small security and reconstruction teams to the provinces, but only one in the northern province of Kunduz ever materialized. Most of the NATO troops remain in Kabul, the capital. At the opening of the NATO summit in Istanbul, the Secretary General of the Alliance, Jaap de Hoop Scheffer, promised to do better.
It's a matter of credibility. We cannot afford to lose Afghanistan, so we should support President Karzai, and we will do it.
In Istanbul, the leaders of the alliance pledged they would send the additional four security and reconstruction teams to other areas in northern Afghanistan. They also are considering the option of putting a rapid reaction force in the capital. While U.S.-led coalition forces are deployed in the more unstable areas in southeast and central Afghanistan, the western part of the country is uncovered. The U.S. ambassador to NATO, Nicholas Burns, says the United States supports President Karzai's plea for more assistance.
President Bush made a very strong appeal to the European allies to put more troops into the country for the 90 days that would cover the election period. And, of course, the United States has already made a major commitment to Afghanistan. We have well in excess of 15,000 troops there. We're providing a considerable amount of economic and humanitarian assistance, and we'd like to see that kind of response from the European allies.
Ambassador Burns says NATO needs to send troops into western Afghanistan. The situation, he says, is critical.
The Taliban and other terrorist groups are actually attacking people and in some cases killing them if they've registered for the elections.
Human Rights Watch, which has been critical of NATO's performance in Afghanistan, welcomed the alliance's offer of more troops. But Sam Zarifi, deputy director of the Asia Division, says NATO has failed to keep its promises to Afghanistan in the past.
There has been a lack of U.S. leadership, but the European countries especially have been acting completely irresponsibly. They've been kind of tossing Afghanistan back and forth across the Atlantic like a hot potato.
Zarifi warns that even with another 1,500 troops, the NATO force in Afghanistan still would be too small for the job of ensuring security.
There are about 6,500 NATO troops in Afghanistan. This is compared with the 40,000 troops that were in Kosovo, preparing that country for elections and securing it.
A much smaller country.
Yeah, it's about a tenth the size and the population of Afghanistan, and much better infrastructure, much less resistance.
European diplomats say their governments are committed to helping Afghanistan, but are stretched by peacekeeping responsibilities elsewhere. U.S. officials say the logical source for more help is Spain, which recently pulled its forces out of Iraq. Faustino Diaz, spokesman for Spain's mission at the UN, says his government currently has about 150 troops in Afghanistan, but is considering sending more. Spain's parliament is expected to vote on the matter Thursday. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.